Item number 5 is an action item, trial court allocations, maximum reimbursement of unused savings from program 45.45 for court interpreter expenditures. It says Presiding Judge Barry Good, but I assume that's you, Judge Earl?
It is.
And Zlatko.
And can I first ask if there's anyone here on item number 5 who would like to make public comment? No one has indicated, Chief.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're reporting back to you on an issue that you asked us to look at. You may recall at the January Judicial Council meeting, you approved a recommendation from the ad hoc working group to address interpreter issues to expand reimbursement from the trial court trust fund program 4545 appropriation for costs related to court interpreters in domestic violence cases, family law cases that include a domestic violence issue, elder and dependent adult abuse cases, and indigent parties in civil cases. At that time, you also directed that the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee provide a recommendation on the maximum amount each trial court will be eligible to receive in reimbursement from the accumulated unused savings from that program 4545 fund. In response, we formed a small working group of judges and CEOs to address the issue. The working group was chaired by Judge Barry Good and included Judge Steve Austin, who chaired the ad hoc working group. During the working group's discussions, the CEO members expressed concern with providing each trial court with a maximum reimbursement rate, as they recognized that implementing expanded interpreter services would require a negotiated agreement with the state interpreter unions. Those unions bargain regionally, and the CEOs felt that providing a maximum reimbursement rate to each of the three interpreter regions would be consistent with current practice and more manageable. When their concern was brought to our attention, Zlatko and I asked David Yamasaki, as chair of SEAC, whether his committee would be willing to have a discussion about this issue and report back to us. They did, and their input forms the basis of our recommendation. I'll give David an opportunity to address in a moment. The SEAC met on April 2nd and provided an alternative that would allow allocate interpreter funds on a regional rather than court basis, with the exception for courts that are not in the regions. Following SEAC's meeting and armed with their recommendation, our committee convened a public meeting by conference call last week and voted to adopt SEAC's recommendation. Judge Steve Austin joined that call as well, and he voiced support for SEAC's recommendation. Thus, our first recommendation regarding the methodology for allocating money from the unused savings is that each interpreter region would be eligible to receive a percentage of the total that is equal to the average percentage of Program 4545 reimbursements it received over the past 5 years. There are two courts, the Solano Superior Court and the Ventura Superior Court, which are not in interpreter regions. Funds for these two courts would be individually earmarked based upon the same methodology, that is, a percentage equivalent to how much they individually received over the past 5 years. In recommendation number 2, we present recommendations regarding collecting and tracking the rate at which the unused savings are drawn down. And in recommendation number 3, we address the importance of ensuring that we have sufficient funding for costs related to interpreter services in mandated and domestic violence cases, and we recommend how to address shortfalls and any unspent monies. And lastly, we address the need to seek additional expenditure authority.
All I would add is that we have submitted, consistent with the action of the council, a request to the Department of Finance to increase the expenditure authority in this program by $3 million based on the estimated collection and the reimbursement rate.
David, did you want to provide more detail on the CX discussions?
Sure. The SEAC entirely supports the action of the council in extending the availability of interpreters in the areas that they'd identified. And the proposal or the action of the council was to expend the money at the conclusion of the 14-15 fiscal year. And the adage, the devil is in the details, very much holds true on this issue. And as we started to delve into the subject, we discovered many, many complex issues that we believed required further development, and that was really the impetus in trying to expand the steps going forward in the usage of the remaining monies, but all the while trying to preserve the intent of what the council acted upon at their January meeting. Some of the things that we do not know right now is, you know, what the demand is going to be going forward. And one of the recommendations was to kind of roll out the availability of interpreters by type. And as we start to better understand what the need is, that obviously enables us to look at what the resources are remaining in the balance and allocate availability of funds by region to ensure that there's sufficient money to provide the service, but also recognize that by region there may be differences in demand. So on the scheduled review, the Budget Advisory Committee will have an opportunity to make available perhaps more monies in some regions and moving the money from other regions that may not have been using the resources as they have historically. So this is a very deliberate approach to making sure that the intent of the council in making interpreters available is met, but at the same time realizing we continue to have to reevaluate how the monies are made available, and that unfortunately may not enable us to expend the resources at the conclusion of the 14-15 fiscal year. So hopefully the council supports the idea of approaching this deliberately and in conjunction with the recommendations that have been presented.
Thank you, David. Justice Hall.
Thank you, Chief. I, in my judicial career, have not had much contact with trial court funding, obviously. This strikes me as a rather non-controversial issue. We've been trying over the past years, however, to make sure that if there was some significant disagreement among the advisory committees that bring these matters before us, that be made known. I don't see anything in here that would suggest that, and so my question is, it sounds to me like both SEAC and the Budget Advisory Committee were pretty uniform in their recommendation that this should go forward.
They were, Justice Hull, and that's also why we had Judge Austin participate in this, and Donna Hershkowitz, who is staff to the ad hoc working group, participated to make sure that we kept within kind of the intent of that work group and what the council envisioned. And I think they both voiced support for it as well. So I think we are in unison on this.
Great, thank you.
Do I hear a motion regarding this recommendation?
So moved.
Thank you, David. A second.
Second.
Thank you, Judge Nadler. Any further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Recommendation carries. Thank you.